Today we talk comics.
Oh man,
what else did you get?
Oh, and I got this.
So it's your first convention,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
how's it feel?
I feel like a little kid again.
Again, right?
This is my rebirth.
In the halls of the Javits Convention Center in New York City, two guys are nerding out.
And the spot with the lights. Oh, you don't want these? Oh, you want me to flip these?
Friends Angel Vega and Juan de los Santos are showing each other their stuff. We're at Special Edition New York City, a comic book convention, and they've been shopping for comics, superhero art, and action figures all day. So I had to ask Angel, who's your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man. I mean, New York City. I'm from New York, so he's my friendly neighborhood hero.
Angel has loved comics for years, but this is his first convention. Juan is more seasoned and is egging Angel on about his purchases. It's clear they've talked about what this day will be like for a while. Like many, Juan got into it as a kid.
Well, when I was a child, I was in foster care. I was in the foster system. And that was almost like my escape from reality. I started gravitating towards comic books. And I've just been a nerd ever since.
The idea of a savior really spoke to him.
When you found yourself just up against the wall, when you were boned, essentially, there would always be that magic man in a blue suit from the heavens that came to rescue you from that. And then Batman, for example, went through... I can relate to his story, and except I'm not fighting crime, and I'm not strong. But I get that. I get why he became who he became.
Even though Juan can relate to some heroes, it still surprises him that a well-known character would look like him. In 2011, Marvel created an alternate version of Spider-Man, who is Afro-Latino. Instead of Peter Parker, Ultimate Spider-Man is the story of Miles Morales, the Brooklyn-born son of an African-American dad and a Latina mom. But even Juan didn't have very high hopes.
I thought it wasn't going to move as much because he's Black and Spanish. That ain't going to move. But I'm glad that people embraced him. My fans embraced Miles as what for a superhero, for what he is, you know. Everything is just so well written. You're following him on his journey as he's learning. You're learning with him. It's refreshing.
And lifelong self-described nerds like Juan get to witness it.
It's intense to see all these races now. It's not just a white man sport anymore.
Juan and Angel aren't outliers. The convention crowd is hugely diverse in every way. Not only are Latinos and other people of color everywhere, but various LGBTQ couples walk hand in hand. All ages are represented, and a few people with disabilities are pulling off some impressive costumes. Yet the comic books themselves still seem marketed mostly to straight white men. But thanks to the internet, non-white fans are making themselves known in a way they couldn't before. Meanwhile, over in another hall, the longest line I've seen all day is for...
Very excited to be moderating this panel, reimagining a female superhero.
The room is packed.
My name is Ben Saunders. I'm a professor at the University of Oregon. I was hired to teach Shakespeare and early modern poetry. I got tenure, and I've been teaching comics ever since.
Fans like Cristela Rosa ask questions.
I asked if they had any opinions regarding just the general representation of not just women in general, but also women of color.
Cristela is Filipina, from Long Island.
So, like, growing up with comics, like, I love comics, but I saw so little of myself. I was always liking more of the male characters, too, for that reason. And then I remember, I kept getting back on and off again with the wagon reading comics, and the first time I ever saw the second Batgirl, and her whole entire face is covered. I'm like, wow, wouldn't it be great if that character were, like, actually Asian underneath? And then her cowl comes off. I'm like, oh, my God.
She was Asian.
This is the first thing for me. And it's
one Batgirl, Cassandra Cain, was a character of Asian descent. But Cristela wants more.
I am actually creating my own characters. Their stories are a little loose, but I am, like, creating who they are. Which is part of the reason why I really want to participate in this.
Cristela is waiting for a panel on getting into the industry. Because even as the internet has made it more clear that the fans are diverse, character-wise, comics are still...
dominated by white male protagonists.
This is David Marquez. He's an artist. In fact, he draws Miles Morales, the Afro-Latino Spider-Man.
As I've become more active in the industry and coming to shows and everything, it's very clear that doesn't reflect the reality of fandom. That doesn't reflect the reality of, you know, the creators. It's a much more diverse culture than perhaps some people would expect.
I don't know what it is, but he said it's really good, and it's all in the story.
You know, coming to shows, I couldn't say how many times I've seen young African-American or Latino readers come up and say, you know, this is a Spider-Man that looks like me, I identify with.
Which has affected his choices.
I've definitely passed up other opportunities to work on other books, and maybe other books that sell more than the Miles Morales series does. But it's specifically the experience of working on the book and, you know, meeting the fans and seeing the impact that the character makes that's made me want to stay on the book. It's something that, it's a feeling that I'm doing something important, doing something that's good.
This is where the internet is invaluable to diversity. It brings this awareness out of the convention halls and takes it everywhere.
Suddenly, the message and control of the message and control of visibility has become much, much more democratic.
Rachel Edidin has worked as a comic book editor. She's also a writer, podcaster, and pop culture journalist.
The biggest shift has been Twitter and Tumblr, public social media. People can speak up and they can organize in ways that aren't geographically oriented and form significant vocal blocks and really stand up and be counted in a way that they weren't before. And it's also a lot easier for them to find and talk directly to creators and to publishers, and a lot easier for creators to reach fans.
And while the social media aspect is new, Rachel insists that the fandom is not.
You know, the idea that we're other, that women, that people of color, that queers aren't part of comics, aren't real in the same way that those dudes in the target demographic are, infuriates me. Because we've been making comics for as long as anybody else. We've been reading comics for as long as anybody else. We're not playing in someone else's sandbox. We are professionals, we are editors, we are writers, we are cartoonists. No one man should have all
that power. In other words, they are comics. For Latino USA, I'm Daisy Rosario.